Adulting. Am I right? Taxes and insurance and clothing ourselves and feeding ourselves, picking up dust balls. There is so much stuff that comes at us every day, every week, every month, and every year. What's been on my mind lately is the question of what can I do to make my life easier, to feel a greater sense of ease, to reclaim more time. Today on the Weekly Walk podcast, Eric and I are going to dig into some practical ideas as to how to make our lives easier, thereby giving us more time for fun, walking, and joy. So if you're curious about how we're striving to make our lives easier, lace up your sneakers and let's get going. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Joyce.
My life is too hard.
Your life is too hard?
Sometimes.
I think sometimes everybody seems like their life is too hard.
You know what I was thinking about, like, I don't know, last week or the week before?
No.
It was probably a couple of weeks ago, but I was gearing up for tax season. And there is so much, like, random administrative stuff that we have to do as humans these days. I have one word for you.
Okay.
Insurance.
In what context? There's health insurance, car insurance, business insurance.
Homeowners insurance.
Homeowners insurance.
Flood insurance.
Dog insurance.
We don't have dog insurance. But
should we get that?
I don't know.
I don't know. Well, he's getting old. I don't know if we could get it.
Oh, true. He probably has mystery pre-existing conditions we don't even know about.
Probably.
So, they're going to be like, can your dog walk up a slippery set of stairs? And I'll be like, sometimes.
So basically, you were doing a lot of adulting.
I was doing a lot of adulting. There's so much adulting. It can like, and then, yeah, like adulting can leave not enough time for fun.
That is true. And you know what? Even our kids are starting to do a lot of adulting.
Yeah, our son in particular.
Yeah, it's like adulting. I've said that to him. He's sort of like groaned about a couple things. I'm like, yeah, it's adulting. I'm not sure he's thrilled about the idea.
I don't blame him. I'm not thrilled about the idea.
All right, so what can we do about it? I mean, there's so much going on. There's adulting, there's work, there's kids, there's life, there's dogs, there's, yeah.
So I thought maybe it would be interesting for you and I to kind of bang around some ideas to make some things simpler.
Make our lives easier. That's what you're getting at. And frankly, you do a lot of these things already, and we could do more. But so I think there's a little physician heal thyself here. But we already do, you in particular, do a lot of these.
And I still have too much adulting and stuff to do. But all right, let me tell you one that I did recently that I am kind of excited about.
Hit me.
Okay. So I take care of paying all of our bills, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
wait. And just so everybody doesn't think I'm a slacker, I take care of any animal-related issues. So like when the giant snapping turtle got into our yard and was trapped by the fence, and there are dead things in our yard, like I take care of that, just so people know.
I say this all the time. So you and I have shared responsibilities for pretty much our entire marriage. Like you were a full-on, hands-on dad when our kids were little. You're still a hands-on dad. We cook together. You do dishes. Like there's none of that like real gender thing. Except when it comes to animals. Mice in the basement, all you.
All
live
me.
Or dead. So, yeah, snapping turtles in the backyard, all you.
Yep.
And sometimes you even try to tell me about the animals, and I don't even want you to tell me. Oh, my gosh, remember the baby mice in the outside thing?
Yes, I think so.
There was a whole nest of baby teeny tiny
mice. In the little serving thing that we use outside for like outdoor eating.
Yeah, that was
terrible.
Terrible. Anyway, okay, so here's something I just recently discovered that's made my bill paying life a little bit easier. You ready?
Hit me.
So I have set up with our bank that every other week on payday, the bank will automatically take 50% of our mortgage out of our salaries and then automatically pay our mortgage. So it's like, on the one hand, our salaries got a reduction. On the other hand, I never pay the mortgage. It just mysteriously gets paid.
That seems like a miracle.
It's a miracle. So I've automated a couple of other bills, which works pretty well. Some of them I've just automated to put on credit cards. So that's not quite as satisfying because then at the end of the month, I just get a big credit card bill that includes, you know, cable and all the other things.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite as satisfying as the mortgage, which just seems to be mysteriously paid.
Poof.
But there are so many bills that can be auto-paid. And of course, the risk with that is you have to sort of stay on top of it because when you suddenly don't need X anymore, you got to actually go in and...
Like daycare?
Yeah, when you don't need daycare anymore.
Because your kids are 23. And your daycare owner now owns a condo in Aruba.
Exactly. So you do have to sort of keep on top of those auto pays. But it is nice to be writing fewer checks.
Yeah. And there's sort of a corollary to that, which is you can automate delivery of stuff that you regularly use. Like, can I ask you something?
I never do it.
I know. Why haven't we automated coffee delivery?
Oh, there's an easy answer for that.
What is that?
You're responsible for coffee delivery.
Yeah. Well, part of the problem is we go through coffee at about probably every 7 weeks. We go through the coffee that we order from, that we get, whatever, our favorite decaf coffee. And we get it delivered, and we go through it about every 7 weeks. So if I were to do monthly, we would then be overwhelmed, and then after a few months, I'd have to put it on pause. So that, you know, that automated, like, subscription delivery companies out there, if you're listening, you need to be able to set your own time for the replenishment. So if I could get coffee delivered every 6 weeks or so, I would do it. But every month, I'm just going to, you know, after 3 or 4 months, I'm going to be overwhelmed with coffee. So have a button, automate it, and then have a way to just set your own time frame.
So you just answered your own question.
Which is?
You literally started by saying, why haven't we automated coffee delivery? And then you told me why. But it's true. There are certain things that we use on the regular. Protein powder.
Mm-hmm.
We have a particularly favorite protein powder. Supplements. There are not a ton of supplements that we take, but there are a handful. I think part of the challenge with that, and I know it works for people, but part of the challenge with that is exactly what you're saying, which is the frequency.
Yeah. And on that, you know, who actually uses something that actually works perfectly every 30 days? Like, is there a person out there that gets their coffee or their protein powder? What happens when it runs out at 28 days? What happens even if you use it at 34 days? Within, you know, a few months, you're still going to be backed up. Like, I don't get it.
This is not helpful. Your rant about automating delivery of things, not helpful.
It is if Amazon is listening.
Amazon is always listening.
That's true. Okay, what else?
But to that point,
Yes.
For a long time, when I ordered things, I was reluctant to set up an account. I'm sort of using air quotes, right? I always preferred to check out as a guest because I don't want all their emails. I don't want them selling my information. But I do think that companies have gotten better about not selling your information to everybody. And you can control where it goes and you can unsubscribe. So I have started to set up more accounts with the places I order from regularly. For instance, nuts.com. Mm. If anybody is a regular listener, they know I'm a tremendous fan of nuts.com. Their products are great qualities, great prices are reasonable, delivery is fast, all the things. So I have an account at nuts.com. And then when I want to order things, I pretty much just go into my favorites or my reorder. And instead of it taking 20 minutes or half an hour to find the stuff, I just boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, having those sort of low friction or virtually frictionless shopping experiences, you know, if you have to put in your credit card, it's just a couple minutes, but you have to take it out, then you have to type the numbers. I have not remembered any of my credit card numbers because there's work ones, there are personal ones, and you have to re-enter them. And then if you hit a wrong button and you have to re-enter them again. So those little conveniences can save time, and time is easier. I'm trying to make that like, having more time makes our life easier, I think.
I think that's true. And I suppose two things, having more time and then reducing the annoyances and the adulting, simplifying the adulting.
Yep.
So that leads to one of the things that comes up pretty much every time I go out to the world and say, what makes your life easier? You ready?
Yes.
Are you about to sneeze?
I was about to. It's allergy season.
Sorry. It is allergy season for sure. That is meal planning. So on the good weeks, Sunday at some point, you and I plan our meals for the week. We shop accordingly. You may have a Costco run on your list for today. If so, we should plan the week and meal plan the week, shop accordingly, and then we don't have to have the 4 o'clock conversation, what are we having for dinner? And we have fewer leftovers because we have planned all the things. And yet, often, oh, and another thing is I keep a Google document of recipes we love. Now, I know there are a whole slew of different ways to keep track of that, but meals we love, recipes we love, because without that, we just do the same thing over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, we're overdue for my turkey meatloaf.
And daddy meatballs.
Daddy meatballs.
Daddy burgers.
Enchiladas. Remember we had that enchilada recipe? I made enchiladas for there was like a 2-year window and haven't really made them since.
Partly because the kids loved them. So it was a big thing
and the kids not so much.
It's not that, no, I really like them, but they are sort of heavy and not particularly healthy.
Mm, that is true.
All that cheese. And I mean, it's pretty yummy, but it's pretty indulgent. And I'm trying to eat like a little bit cleaner.
Yeah.
So that's why I haven't kind of advocated for the enchiladas. I've started to call them quesadillas. Anyway.
Enchiladas. We haven't made quesadillas either.
Meal planning is so helpful. Why don't we do it more?
Gosh. We're too busy.
And that is the rub, right? Being too busy to do the things that will make your life easier and buy you more time.
That's a conundrum. It's a paradox.
I don't know that it's a paradox. I think it's a conundrum.
Conundrum.
I think that's the right word. Mm.
Okay.
And I think that goes with a lot of these things.
So.
It took me a good half hour to properly set up the mortgage, paycheck, auto system.
See, and I'm the worst at those things. It's just, I don't know if it's habit or whatever, the pressure of everything else, but I know there are things that I could take a half an hour to set up that would save me, you know, 10 minutes a week. And in 3 or 4 weeks, I'd be net ahead. But I don't seem to be able to find the time or motivation to do those things, which is just silly.
Yeah, for sure. You are, when we talk about kind of cabinets and grocery and that sort of thing, you are what I refer to as a stuffer, which is, can I talk about this?
Sure.
When things come home from the grocery store, they just go in the front and everything else gets stuffed to the back, which is the opposite of what should happen.
Mm.
So, right, that taking the extra time to make things. This is like an ongoing conversation, I suppose, that you and I have been having for decades, where I'm sort of around the, well, organize it so it's easier next time.
Yeah. Well, well, the acorn doesn't fall far from the tree, because we probably shared this story.
I don't know if we did.
Of when our daughter, this is, I don't know, a year or two ago, was going through my mother's refrigerator.
I don't know what in the world. So our daughter is kind of grossed out by expired food. And somehow she pulled something out of your mom's fridge and noticed that it was expired. And next thing we knew,
she was going through the entire fridge and she was pulling out stuff, certainly from the aughts. I think she may have found one thing from the 90s in the refrigerator. And like the sort of horror in her voice as she was like finding, you know, mustard that had expired in 2014, like a jar of mustard that I hope my mother wasn't still eating, but who knows? And she filled like basically an entire garbage bag of expired food that wasn't like, oh, it's now April and this expired in February. No, it was, this is now 2024 and this expired in 2009.
And yet, that experience, which you seem to have great clarity around the memory, hasn't changed your ways yet.
No, I would say a little bit, because when our daughter came home from school one break, and apparently this is a thing with college students, and saw how incredibly empty our refrigerator was, and was horrified at that, that there was no food, no nothing in there for her or for anybody relative to when she was living here full time. Yeah. So I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
All right. I want to move on to a chapter of my first book.
Wait, but can we go back to meal planning?
Sure.
And I know we've talked about this as far as Steve Jobs always wearing the same jeans and black mock turtleneck. But I was listening to one of my CrossFit podcasts, and they were talking about one of my favorite CrossFit athletes. And he not only meal plans for the week, he meal plans, he meal preps, but he prepares on Sundays, he prepares his workout outfits for the entire week. He'll have, I'm going to wear this on Monday, I'm going to wear this on Tuesday. And that way he just gets up and doesn't have to think about it. And that's how he rolls.
Okay. But that means that he thinks, if he didn't plan it, he would think about it. Do you think about it? Like my vision, and I'm never here in the morning because I'm always gone by the time you get up. My vision of you and outfit planning is that you roll into the closet with your eyes mostly asleep, reach in, pull out a pair of shorts, pull out a t-shirt, pull out a pair of underwear, pull out a pair of socks. Well, do you actually think about it?
Underwear and socks are easy, but yes, I actually think about it because there's a couple factors to consider.
I know where this is going.
There is a ironclad family rule imposed by you and our daughter that I cannot wear CrossFit Games shorts and CrossFit Games shirts at the same time.
It's true. So
it's two garanimals for you guys.
It's too, I don't know what the word is.
Costumey. It's too.
So just to put that in some perspective, as a CrossFit Games athlete.
Two times.
Each competition, Eric was given a lot of official CrossFit Games clothing, all of which has his name and number on them because he had to wear them. He was required to wear them during the competition, so they knew who the heck he was. So when he wears the shorts and the shirt at the same time, Maddie and I feel like he's just a walking billboard who's walking around the world screaming, "I went to the CrossFit Games. Please ask me about my experience at the CrossFit Games. Would you like to know how I performed at the CrossFit?" So just the shirt or just the shorts, that feels subtle and like I just got dressed.
Okay, we're way off on tangent, but when someone does ask me about the CrossFit Games, does it bring me intense joy to talk about it? Like on the 99 Walks Jenny Cruz, when someone asked me if I had been to the CrossFit Games, it gave me great joy.
All right, so you just garanimals up.
No, it does seem a little showy to do that. So there's that. I have to be mindful of that. I also have to be somewhat mindful of a little bit of pickleball because I have one green shirt that's like the same color as the ball, and that's sort of a bad form in the pickleball world, so I can't wear that.
Okay, but let me stop you right there. And this is the problem with this idea for me a little bit, is on Sunday, if I were to plan my clothes on Sunday, and I'll get to how I plan my clothes, which does make my life easier, but if I were to plan my clothes on Sunday, I don't know if I'm playing pickleball on Wednesday. So how would I plan my Wednesday outfit?
Well, okay. So the guy I was talking about is a professional athlete.
Exactly.
So he knows what he's doing. But if you are a working person who goes to an office, you can plan out your clothes for the week. This is what I'm going to wear.
What if it rains?
For this, get an umbrella.
No, you totally dress differently based on the weather. So now it gets so complicated. You've got to look at the weather for the week.
Okay, so maybe this one doesn't work.
I don't know. My point is I actually think this works really well for some people, but not necessarily for everyone.
Okay.
But for me, I will add my routine to this, which is in the evening before I go to bed. So I'm a nighttime showerer. I'm not a morning showerer. I take a shower. And I plan the clothes for the next day and throw them in the basket in the bathroom. Now, part of that is so I'm not rummaging around the closet in the morning at 5 o'clock and wake you up. But part of it is because I don't want to have to figure it out in the morning.
Yeah. So that's a simple way to do it. All right. What else? I had interrupted you. You were about to bring up one of the other things on our list. What you got?
Oh, I was going to bring up pick up the dust ball.
Excuse me?
Do you remember the chapter of my first book titled Pick Up the Dust Ball?
That does sound familiar.
The story around that is there was a dust ball. Like, we've got dogs, so there's always little, not always, but there are often little fur balls. And I was coming up the stairs one day, and I saw a little dust fur ball sitting in the corner of one of the steps. And I ignored it because I didn't feel like bending over and picking it up. And then I saw it the next time, and I ignored it because at that point I was carrying things up the stairs. So there's nothing you can do about that. I mean, I suppose I could have. But my point is I saw that dust ball like 3 or 4 times before I finally picked it up. And the same thing happened to me this morning, not with a dust ball. Yesterday, this is going to sound so stupid, but yesterday, I noticed that one of the pillows on our couch was facing the wrong way, so that the seam of the pillow, like the zipper, was facing out and was very, like, you could see it.
Right.
And we're having company over tonight. So I don't want the seam of the pillowcase facing out. It's not a big deal, but it's something that, so I noticed it yesterday.
Have you flipped it?
I didn't flip it when I first noticed it.
Have you flipped it yet?
Yes, I flipped it because I saw it again today. And then I was like, okay, now I've seen this, noticed it, forget seen it. I've noticed it at least twice. And every time I notice it and don't do something about it, it takes a little tiny bit of my attention and my brain power.
Mm.
So when you notice things like that, especially things that are going to take you, I don't know, 3 seconds to fix, just fix it the first time. Yep. Pick up the dust ball the first time you see it.
That makes total sense. And this sort of maybe doesn't, maybe connects a little bit to one of the things that I think is important. And I think you and I do fairly well is decluttering. Keeping our environment fairly clutter-free.
And what I've learned about that is decluttering is not a one-time thing.
No, it's a process. It's a journey. It's not a destination. It's like happiness.
Decluttering is like happiness. And isn't it weird that like stuff just piles up? No matter, like we don't even shop much because I don't want more stuff.
Well,
I don't buy stuff.
And you know what? There's this box at the end of the driveway that like people put papers in. Someone puts papers in practically every day.
I know. And then you're supposed to bring them in your house.
Right. And then it just, that could just pile up and be terrible.
Speaking of which.
Yes.
That pile of mail that's sitting by your computer that you've been neglecting.
Yes.
You know, there's a parking violation in there.
Oh, I already paid that and took care of it.
Oh, you did? Yeah. When did you get a parking ticket that you didn't know about?
I didn't get a parking ticket.
What'd you get?
I got a speeding in a school zone, apparently.
Where?
On the service road of the Long Island Expressway by Little Neck Parkway. I was doing 42.
Come on.
On a service road next to an interstate.
Everybody does 50 on that service road all the time. You can't have a school zone on the service road.
Yep. So apparently New York City is making bank because...
Wow.
And I was doing 42 in this 30-mile-an-hour school zone in like a service road for a massive interstate. And yeah, it's a little ridiculous.
Yikes. How much was it?
$50. But what? I don't get points on my license because they don't actually know who's driving because they just have the license plate.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's...
So, I paid it, it's done, it's gone.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so the ongoing challenge of decluttering, which just absolutely goes on the list of doing a little bit in advance, helps going forward. Oh, do you know what the current dust ball problem is?
Well, I fixed... Metaphorically? One current dust ball problem, but go ahead.
Which dust ball problem did you fix?
The ickiness on the ceiling in our shower.
Oh, yeah, a little bit of mold because this time of year because our bathroom doesn't vent well enough. No, that's not the thing I was thinking.
Is there another dust ball?
Yes.
What?
You can't get into our house via the front door.
Doorknobs are your responsibility. This is one of the things that we actually divide by. Generally, you are the doorknob lady.
When he says that, it's not just maintaining the front doorknob. When we renovated the house that we live in, I installed every doorknob in the house.
Yeah.
I'm the doorknob lady.
It's just your job.
I know. I didn't say I'm perfect. It's a dust ball for me.
Yeah, total dust ball. And the thing is, we have this automated keypad doorknob thing. And... occasionally it works. Like it broke, maybe 3 weeks ago? It stopped working and you push in the number and it beeps like it's supposed to and then you turn it and nothing happens. And the other day I tried it and it worked. So now
it's just messing with you.
Yeah, now you go to the front door and like it doesn't work and then you have to go around to the back door. And that's definitely a dust ball.
I'm on it.
Okay.
All right. The question is, or the answer to all of this is, it is worthwhile to take some time proactively to ask yourself, how can I simplify my life? How can I make my life easier And then invest what's probably the little bit of time it takes to do that. Lean into your habits, lean into your routines, automate what you can, and be willing to be proactive. You know, one thing I do that I don't even know that you know I do? So Sunday mornings, I do my whole weekly planning ritual. Takes me about an hour. I love every second of it. And one of the questions I ask myself, I look at my calendar for the coming week, and on my sort of checklist of what I do every week is to ask myself, what can I do to make my life easier this week?
Ah, okay. Did you find some things this morning?
Yeah, I took some things off. I have something that was popping up on my calendar because it was something, a decision I wanted to make about something that's happening in August. And I know, right? And I realized I don't need to make that decision until July.
Okay.
Or at least June. So just taking things off my to-do list, taking things off my calendar, being proactive about things I could be proactive about. Yes.
All right. So I can sort of sum this up a little bit.
Okay, good.
Shall we get there?
Is there a scale?
No. But we have a family expression that it takes work to have a good time, or sometimes it takes work to have a good time. So I think a corollary of that is sometimes it takes work to make your life easier.
I like it. So here's the thing. Every now and then, Eric and I wonder, is anybody listening? Does anybody care? If you are listening, and if you care, I would be so grateful if you would take a moment and add a review, a rating, a something to wherever it is you listen to podcasts. Share this podcast on your social media channels, or just hit Eric and I up and let us know that, yup, you're listening, yup, you care, and yes, we are making a difference.